This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel's military announced a tactical pause on Sunday in a daytime fighting around a critical aid route in Gaza. Plan falls short of a total ceasefire outlined by U.S. President Joe Biden.
From 5 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon and until further notice, the pause aims to grant safe passage of aid trucks bringing much-needed supplies to Gaza. Welcome news to aid groups struggling for months to deliver life-saving supplies. Deputy Executive Director of the UN World Food Program, Carl Scow.
Here we have really a protection disaster and a water and sanitation catastrophe. People are camping on the streets, on the beach, at best with some piece of shelter. But we were driving through rivers of sewage.
Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's two-day weekend summit at a Swiss alpine resort aimed to find a consensus on how to end the war in Ukraine. Many Western leaders voiced condemnation of Russia's invasion and rejected President Vladimir Putin's demands for parts of Ukraine as a condition for peace. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo.
A draft of the final declaration seen by Reuters refers to Russia's invasion as a war, a label Moscow rejects. It calls for Ukraine's control over the Zaporizhia nuclear plant and its Azov seaports to be restored and for Ukraine's territorial integrity to be respected. But in line with the conference's more modest stated aims, it omitted tougher issues on what a post-war settlement for Ukraine might look like and whether Ukraine could join the NATO alliance. The Kremlin did not rule out future talks with Kyiv, but said guarantees will be needed to ensure the credibility of any negotiations. Whether there will be a follow-up to the summit and where it will be held remained unclear.